And welcome to the Budget Committee hearing. Our topic today is the budget implications of the administration's proposal to close the Yucca Mountain Nuclear Waste Project. Speaking for myself, I'm opposed to the administration's decision to terminate Yucca Mountain for several reasons. First, I'm concerned that the federal government's failure to resolve the problem of nuclear waste disposal has significant implications for the federal budget, which is our jurisdiction. Second, it also means that nuclear waste that belongs in a permanent repository will instead be stored indefinitely at sites including my state and my district. Radioactive waste is a byproduct of this nation's energy production and defense. By law, disposing of spent nuclear fuel and high-level waste is a federal responsibility. But because the federal government is not meeting its obligation, waste is being stored indefinitely at more than 120 sites across the nation. In addition to the several sites that are in my district, South Carolina, my state, has the Savannah River site, of which we're justly proud. But it stores more than 37 million gallons of nuclear waste, a grim legacy of the Cold War. This approach is not what Congress had in mind. The Nuclear Waste Policy Act of 1982 set up a system for dealing with this waste. That plan or process included a fee collected from the electric utilities who have paid for taking the waste off their hands beginning in 1998, 12 years ago. After decades of study and analysis by experts, the government decided to have a single national nuclear waste repository. Later, Congress approved Yucca Mountain, Nevada, as a site, and the Department of Energy submitted the license application with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. But after decades of analysis and decisions, and after billions of dollars in fees collected and appropriations made, the administration decided last year to abandon the Yucca Mountain project. This March, the administration told the Nuclear Regulatory Commission that it wanted to withdraw the license application for Yucca Mountain with prejudice. The commission is in the midst of deciding whether to allow that. In addition, there are several pending lawsuits challenging the administration's right to do what it has done. I've called for the administration to instead move forward with Yucca Mountain as required by law. And I've been joined in this view by many others in Congress. My goal for this hearing is to gain a better understanding of the budget implications of the administration's proposal to close Yucca Mountain. First of all, how much have we spent on the project so far? A basic question for a budget committee to ask. What happens if the project is indeed stopped with prejudice? How much does the federal government owe to these utilities for failing to meet its obligations or our obligations? I'm doubtful there are easy alternatives or welcome options to the Yucca Mountain site. If we abandon Yucca, where do we go to find a suitable alternative? We have several excellent witnesses today to pursue the answers to those questions. I want to thank them for their participation. First, from the Department of Energy, we welcome Undersecretary Christina Johnson. She is accompanied by the Department of Energy's General Counsel, Scott Blake Harris. Dr. Johnson, Mr. Harris, thank you both for joining us today. Also on our first panel from the Department of Justice, we have Michael Hertz. He is the Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the Civil Division. Mr. Hertz, we welcome you again and appreciate your coming. After we hear from these government witnesses, we'll get a view of this problem from the state and local level. We'll hear testimony from Mr. David Wright, who's Vice Chairman of the Public Service Commission of South Carolina. Mr. Wright, I thank you also, sir, for coming. In addition, the committee has just received from the Congressional Budget Office update estimates of the funding and liabilities related to Yucca Mountain. For the record, CBO estimates, one, the nuclear industry has paid more than $17 billion in fees since 1983 for the federal government to remove nuclear waste, and they contribute $750 to $800 million more each year. Second, another $14 billion in interest has been credited to the Nuclear Waste Trust Fund. CBO's statement also addresses how much has been spent on nuclear waste removal. More than $7 million from the fund has been spent, a large percentage of it for Yucca Mountain. Congress has appropriated another $4 billion to deal with defense-related waste. And finally, CBO tallies the budget cost of failing to meet federal obligations. The government has paid more than $700 million to date, with more to come, in judgments and settlements with the nuclear industry. Potential total liabilities, including the sums above, could exceed $13 billion, according to the latest estimates. Without objection, we'll make the CBO statement in its fullness part of the record.